How's it going, everyone? I trust you're all well. I hope you're all well. I'm here in front of a camera. Unfortunately, I'm not speaking to all of you people live. If you know my character, I would much prefer to do that, but there's what I want and then there's reality. So this is the best way I could reach out to all of you far and wide, worldwide, who are showing so much love, care, support through that tragic, traumatic time where we lost Lats and Sina in Nigeria. Look, the last time I spoke to you guys was in Miami. You know, we had so many plans to wrap up 2025 and we were on a mission. We went back home, went to see our families, and everything just got flipped upside on its head. And yeah, it's God's the best planner. We can't plan. We can plan to the best of our capabilities, but you know, that was such an unforeseen circumstance that was out of all of our controls. And not only did their parents, their uncles, their cousins, their friends, and myself lose two great men, we lost people that we dearly care about and have been major players in all of our lives. Major players in all of our lives. It's tough. It's really tough. I'm not gonna sit here and show all of my emotions. I know in today's day and age, it's easy to microanalyze people and, you know, pass judgment. But, you know, I know what I feel, and that's all that matters to me. I know what my duty is. You know, they're my brothers. They're my friends, first and foremost. Then we became business partners, we became hustlers, we became lieutenants, we became generals, we became everything. We became housemates, we were living together. Do you know what I mean? It's a shame. It's a shame, but so there's that side of things. And then what can I say? One day my time will come and I'm not scared either at all. It's actually comforting knowing that I've got two brothers on the other side. You know, I've lost people before, but I don't think I've lost people like that, my left and my right, you know. Throughout this journey that I've been on, you know, it's not easy, but I didn't even realize that I'm the big guy, you know what I mean? But I was walking with giants, man, that kept me protected, kept me shielded. But the mission must go on. I understand my duty. I understand what they wanted to do for their families. So what my goal is to continue to help them achieve their goals. Even though they may not be here in the physical, when I pray at night, when I pray in the morning, I know spiritually they're gonna aid me through, because it's not just physical strength that will get me through. It's gonna take a lot of strength from the higher power. So I'm gonna definitely be saying my prayers and I'm gonna help them fulfill their dreams for their families. Not only me, there's a whole team of us, a whole brotherhood, a whole sisterhood that will be helping fulfill their legacy and fulfill their dreams. But I know in my corner of the world, I know what I'm going to be doing. And I know what we're going to do to continue their, I don't want to say legacy, because I had a lot of those questions during my fight in Miami. How does this affect your legacy, legacy, legacy? It ain't about legacy. It's just doing what's right. And I know what I'm going to do what's right for them. I know what I've got to do. So yeah, I'm going to do what's right by them. I'm going to do what's right by their family. It's about what's important to me. And they're very important players. Very important team members, very important friends, and two of my brothers. So yeah, I don't think I mentioned the love and appreciation. It's all acknowledged by me, by them, by their families. 100% we acknowledged the thousands and then maybe going into millions around the world that show so much love to them both. I still can't get my head around just my two friends, yeah. How how popular, like, that's mad to me. Because we just grew up, like, together. And then I'm like, wow, how, you know? Because I've known them as my friends, but they've built such strong characters over the years. So they must have really spent time working on themselves and bettering themselves and becoming the men they were today. And I'm sure their parents 100% are proud of them, because I am. So yeah, I just want to say thank you. We heard, we saw the messages, the tweets, the social media, the YouTubes, the prayers. It's all been acknowledged. So yeah, we know what we're going to do. Mum, Mama Lats, Mama Sina, Papa Lats, Papa Sina, one love. You know, out here representing. This message is not only on behalf of me, this is on behalf of their families. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for the love worldwide. Continue, don't let it stop. And for anyone out there that's lost a son, a brother, one love to you, like, yeah, from us to you. We're sending that love straight back. And what more can I say? Thank you.